up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer. Right now, take the word holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, to RadioAlice.com. You'll enter holiday in at RadioAlice.com, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to all of the following shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and two shows from the San Francisco Symphony, Pirates of the Caribbean and The Lord of the Rings. This hour's code word is holiday.
That's big.
You'll have another chance to win with Mason at 12:05 and another one with Jane. It's Jane at 5:05. This hour's code word is holiday. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group, Golden Voice, Live Nation, Another Planet, and the San Francisco Symphony.
I haven't heard Capaldi's name in a bit.
I know. That'll be a good one. Do I see an update here for Rob Reiner? Was murdered yesterday. And his wife by their son, Nick, who has been detained now and is being held on $4 million bail. If you haven't heard this story, it started with one of those quick alerts that you get on your phone, two bodies recovered at Rob Reiner's house, the ages fit. And then now they are saying it is in fact Rob Reiner and his wife murdered by their son, Nick. And we've talked a lot about this all morning. You can certainly Google it if you want more information, but we'll get you any fresh information as it shows up. He is, it's shocking. I mean, this guy, he's been a huge part of my life.
A lot of people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, the Princess Bride, Stand By Me, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, Misery, which was the adaptation of the Stephen King book. I think he even did a show called Castle Rock for a while. Wasn't he behind that too? He's got some affiliation with Stephen King. But for me, he most recently did Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, and the 1984 absolute classic. This is Spinal Tap. That's one of my favorite movies. I've probably seen it maybe not more than Love Actually, but a zillion times. I loved it. I'm really, really sorry. What an incredibly horrible, horrible ending to an amazing life and career. And to think your own son, oy.
Well, yeah, there it is.
It's just stunning.
I mean, I guess you don't go around saying, I hope your kids don't kill you, because why would you ever think that that's something you'd need to say out loud?
Right.
And then there it is.
Yep.
Whoa.
SNL over the weekend was great. It was actually a really funny show. I found myself laughing. John and I watched the whole thing. And Lily Allen was the musical guest, and she performed a couple of songs from her new album, all about her divorce and life with David Harbour, Hopper, from Stranger Things. On the second song that she did, and she was wearing like lingerie through and sort of watched, there was no band. It was her singing the tracks as she's in what looked like to me just a big wig and lingerie. And there's a bed and she's walking around in the bedroom and she's in the second song, there's someone laying on the bed and it turns out to be Dakota Johnson. They must be great friends. And she read a portion. I guess there's a text message from somebody that David Harbour had been boning that she recreates in the song. So I don't know if it's the exact thing, but she's laying on the bed behind that curtain. And then at the very end of the song, she steps out from behind. So she's sort of silhouetted back there. And then at the very end of the song, she comes out and they hug. And
the story that I saw over the weekend led me to initially believe she was actually the person the song was written about.
Was Dakota Fanning.
And then it just didn't end up being the case. But the way it was written was she's Madeline.
Okay.
Which is the name of the song,
yep,
right?
I think so.
And then after you read a little deeper into it, you realize she just played the part of Madeline on the TV
the
song.
She read the text
but
out.
But she didn't actually do Lily's husband.
Right.
That was another lady.
Maybe Madeline. I don't know if it's the real name.
Why are you biting
person.
Your tongue in there?
I'm not. I'm just listening.
Okay.
No thoughts and feelings on this? I mean, you're the one who's done the deep dive on this record, the Lily Allen record.
No.
You have very liberal opinions on how loyal someone's got to be to you, though. So does it, do you fear that there's a possibility your the extra rope you allow your partner might be how he hangs himself?
For sure. I feel like, not me personally, but I definitely think that's a valid concern. Like, you have to be open and honest for any relationship to work, especially this type of relationship. And if you don't really want to be in that type of relationship, then you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Well, it'll, she
just
said,
leave you feeling sad.
They were, I mean, just listening to some of the lyrics that she put out there for SNL, it was like, that, it just sounds like kind of a terrible heartbreak. Like, she was in with him and mm-hmm. she was into it, and they got married and the sex stopped. Is basically what she said. And then he stopped wanting. Apparently, she was like, I would tell you all my fantasies, but that would be it. I would love to act them out with you, but you're not interested.
This guy was with her, married her, and then stopped.
Apparently, according to her lyrics. I mean, maybe she's being dramatic.
Well, I don't doubt, though, that she, as a public person, and there's no secret who she's talking about,
right.
She would open herself up to a complete other side of the story is, right? So I have to believe she's telling her truth.
Yeah.
And not making that up entirely. Now, maybe he has another side to it, but I doubt it.
So she was good, though. It was they were compelling performances. They were weird and cool. And then they even did a skit where each of them I think it's Strange or something is one of the choruses in one of her songs. And each of them, they're all sitting around a table, friends who are gathered together for whatever reason. And one by one, a spotlight comes in. Everything goes dark in the room and a spotlight comes in. One of them sings like, you know, why is he saying that in that way? It's so strange. And then turns out they're not waitress is Lily Allen. And she does the final one. So she actually performed in one of the sketches. It was cute.
I love when the musical guest gets to get involved.
I like it, too. I think it's really fun. That's why I love when they host and are the musical performer. I think it's super fun.
I'll have to watch this. I didn't see clips of this yet.
It was really good. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to go out and get that album and listen to it over and over, but I was thinking these are really interesting lyrics, and it does seem super painfully truthful, and it's, she's laying it out.
That's how you get the best art, yeah. Right? You have to kind of be tortured to make
right.
good art like
well,
this.
Have gone through something.
And yet there are people who have kamikazed their way into death, early death, or like in the
right.
name of art, you gotta at some point be able to go, but I do want to live.
No, Halsey says that in one of her more recent albums, like, I prayed for inspiration and then it almost killed me. Yeah, sounds about right.
Right.
Next up, there is a Courtney Love documentary. It's called Anti-Heroin. And it's unveiled by the people who did Pamela, A Love Story. We just recently got a documentary about Pam Anderson. I guess this is Dorothy Street Pictures. They're saying she's waited a long time to tell her story. One of the most influential female figures in alternative culture in the 90s and 2000s. She's getting a documentary, Anti-Heroin. It was just announced by Sundance as one of the festival's 2026 world premieres. And it's been in the works for some time, following Courtney Love in London, where she moved a few years ago. Now sober and set to release music for the first time in over a decade, Courtney is ready to reveal her story, unfiltered and unapologetic. So,
well, last part, I don't know. Is there any chance that she changes your opinion of her with this movie?
There's a chance. Okay. There's always a chance. Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of fascinated by her. I mean, she is pretty punky. I love that first record.
Who is this we're talking about?
Courtney Love. She was married to Kurt Cobain, and she was the lead singer of a band called Hole. And
this is a hole in my pop culture knowledge, Courtney Love. I didn't even know about that famous VMAs thing until you guys showed it to me a few months ago.
What was the VMAs
thing? Where
she's
like drunk. Announcing an award.
Oh, no, that wasn't Courtney Love.
Yeah, that's
that
Anna Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, sorry.
No, Courtney, I can see where you'd get mixed up. They're both yeah. bleach blonde and their makeup's a mess.
Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain, for a minute there, were like rock royalty.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just absolute the king and queen of the 90s messy rock scene. Mm. And then it became, you killed Kurt.
Yep.
And then it became,
you stole all their money. You won't let them have the royalties.
What happened to that lady?
Yeah. She was, she did Sid and Nancy.
People versus Larry Flint. People versus Larry Flint.
Wasn't she? There were maybe one or two other things too. Like she showed up at an Oscars one time. And she
that was for the People versus Larry Flint. And she was absolutely cleaned up and looked great.
Looked smashing.
And was.
But she's a mess overall. Yeah. Like mostly she's a mess. And the latest things I've ever heard about her are problems with their daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, that there were, I think the Frances Bean was only dealing with the grandmother. There was all kinds of trials and tribulation. But anyway, she says she's sober and she's putting out new music and she's got this documentary.
I interviewed her once and it was a phoner and she was supposed to be on for like 15 minutes. She had a big gulp cup and said she's only allowed to have one glass of wine a day. So it was this big gulp.
So it was in a bit.
She ended up staying on for like an hour and a half. And it's like listening to a homeless person name drop. Like just everything. Like according to Courtney, everything in Hollywood that's ever happened
is because of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ed Norton's whole career, thanks to Courtney Love.
Oh, I'm sure he's grateful. Anyway, there's a Courtney Love documentary.
It'll be an interesting watch for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'll have come away with like newfound respect.
It'd be a long stretch.
Mm-hmm. I will say Hole Live, awesome. She rocks.
Loved Hole Live. And Drew Barrymore was at that show. This is before Kurt died. And she was holding Frances Bean, the baby, in the back of Mississippi Nights in St. Louis.
Wow.
I know. It was such a weird, like, why is there a baby here? But they were great.
She was famous for the baby doll dress with no underwear and the foot.
And the foot up on the monitor.
PA, and the whole front row got a show that, the side show, if you will.
The bottom show. Could this season have gone any worse for the Chiefs? They were eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 10 years yesterday, and Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. But fear not, Taylor was there to, I don't know, pep them up afterward. The first time I've seen...
She addressed the team in the locker room.
Sure, she did. She gave him a little pep talk. Like, don't worry, guys. Just don't try that hard the rest of the season because you don't have to worry about it anymore. You're mathematically eliminated.
Draft pick time.
Yeah. It'll be great. Try to lose more so that you get a higher draft pick. Travis explained it all to me, and this is what you guys should do. But I guess her birthday was on Saturday. She turned 36. I didn't realize that she's a December 13th baby. Of course, it's the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all the documentaries came out this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. There was all the Taylor Swift stuff over the weekend.
Were they all number one hits?
I don't know. I didn't see any. They were all TV things.
Oh.
They were tear jerkers. I'll tell you that. I watched the first episode and I started crying immediately.
Of the six?
Yeah.
Where is that airing?
Documentary. Disney Plus.
Oh, it is Disney Plus.
I don't think you're the one that showed this to me. I'm pretty sure I saw it on my own. The video of her on Fallon and her dentist visit. No, her LASIK visit. Did any of you see this video?
No,
oh yeah, it's from back in the day. It's a few years old.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, the video. Wait, her appearance on the show?
No,
yes, it's with the
banana.
Yeah,
the appearance on the show is from a few years.
From
ago.
From Wales. Oh, okay. Sorry, I just
tell
saw
me
it.
What happened?
She got LASIK. She's on Fallon, and Fallon goes, "Your mom sent me some video, and I want to play it." And it's from you. You apparently got LASIK, and this is video. And she starts to get that like
she's genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
By
what
this.
Why do you have this? And so she one of her lines is, "So my mom was nice enough to drive me for my surgery, but also videoed it and sent it into the TV." And then she goes on to say repeatedly, she's like, "But not on the TV." And he goes, "Let me show this to you." And then it's her. And she's clearly had something to help her with the pain. And she's trying to get a banana. And then she goes, the banana snaps off. And she goes, "Oh, that's not the one I wanted. I wanted the other one." And her mom goes, "It's okay. I'll take that one." And she goes, but it doesn't have a head anymore. And she goes, it's fine. I'll take this banana. Let me get you the one you want. And she's just in that, like,
David after dentist.
Yes.
Very David after dentist.
It's charming.
Is this your whole life?
And she's like, and her mom goes, you cannot cry right now. You've just had eye surgery. You cannot cry.
No crying. No crying.
So she's trying to fight back tears over the banana, the beheading of the banana.
The poor dead banana.
I don't know why I just saw that, but I thought it was brand new. It was fun.
It's so fun. It's adorable.
All right, Vinny, what do you got coming
up? Oh, boy. Another lawyer suing and some fast facts and resolutions. That's right. The new year is right around the corner as well after these. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you to our 50 new subscribers this morning. It really makes us look good. So if you could go to youtube.com/@@RadioAlice973 and click subscribe, that'd be huge. Huge. Watch us live stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. We're live all morning long, including right now. Just go to YouTube. You can search Alice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice's Ultimate Stocking Stuffer.
Woo, 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 woo.
Stuff this in your sock.
Oh.
Wait. All this week, listen at 9.05 a.m., 12.05 p.m., and 5.05 p.m. for the code word. Then head to RadioAlice.com to enter that code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to all of the following shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and the San Francisco Symphonies. Pirates of the Caribbean and the Lord of the Rings. Sorry, there's some weird lettering there. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group, Golden Voice Live Nation, Another Planet, and the San Francisco Symphony.
Sweet deal.
It's a big win.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah. So, there you go. There's that. Weather today. We should see some clouds and chilly. Mid-50s is your high. And rain is on the way this week. Mm. Unfortunately, it may be a warm one. But we'll just cross our fingers for feats of snow in Tahoe.
That would be great.
And not rain on whatever is
feats
there.
Of rain.
Our top New Year's resolutions include losing weight and being happy. These are on repeat, I'm going to guess. For most of us, feels like exercising more. Yeah, that would be great.
I resolve to think about doing that in the new year.
Just be happier. Again.
It's easier said than done.
Well, happy's about the choices you make.
Yep.
And about being present and about saying yes and no with deliberately. Mm-hmm. As in, no, that won't make, that will not, I'm not doing that. Or, this is good for me. I should go for a walk and breathe deeply.
I'll say yes to that.
Lots of things are about the choices you make.
And choose to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever else, if you start and end each day with a little bit of gratitude, then at least you've taken a moment in each day to look around you and notice what's being done for you, what's good in your life. It's important.
It's easy for me. So I love life. I'm a happy person. I love my life. I love my kids and all the stuffs. But there are times when things come up where I'm like, oh, like the missus will go, hey, let's go for a family walk. And I'm like, but I'm right in the middle of... And I have to go, all right, you know what?
Let's go for a walk.
The laundry will do itself. It's fine. Let's go for a walk. And then I do, and I'm happier for it.
Right.
But these are the kinds of decisions I'm making, the choices. When I can get very caught up in my list, you know, and that makes me happy, actually, getting those things checked off.
Sure, crossing them off.
That's not the ultimate goal in this life, is to not be someone who always had their laundry done. Mm. Or is it? I don't know.
Do you have anything that you're going to be resolving?
I have already been working on my physical fitness, and I'm down
some weight.
Do you feel
like that's going
to continue? I'm getting there, and I will continue to. Yes, I'm over it. Mm. It's time. There's no more excuses. My doctor has actually said to me, you got to drop a few lbs. Mm. So I'm doing it. I'm under 170 now.
Oh, nice.
I'm
going to
leave
man.
It there, but sheesh. Eat healthier, save money. These are all the improvements that people plan on in the new year. Lose some weight, improve your mental health.
Yeah.
Learn a new thing.
Oh, that's always fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I picked the guitar back up was because I wanted to not only learn that instrument, but start just learn a song. Mm. Even if it takes you, because I can't do it. My kids will go, you play all the time. I'm like, no, I don't. I pick it up, but I need like concentrated time to learn a new song or whatever.
You thinking about going back to lessons?
Not right now. I can't. We're too busy, but it's been taking me forever to learn this one song, but I don't care.
What
I'm working on it. It's the ocean. It's actually not. It doesn't matter. The point is I love it. Mm. And it's something that I work on, even if it's going to take me months to get that lick down or whatever it is, that's what I want to do.
That's a lovely way to spend time working on an instrument.
Spend more time with family is on the list. I do a lot of that.
I'm going to do a little less of that this year, I think.
Read more books. Mm. Oh my!
I don't know if I could read more books. I pretty much am always working on at least 2 books at any given time.
Edie is 7 and she's our little artist. And so all her drawings and paintings, I'm always like, give me that. It's going under the glass or it's going in my room or whatever. And this weekend she said, I've changed my goal. I'm going to become a writer. And I was like, writers are the best.
So what has she written?
I don't know, nothing, but I hope that she becomes a writer. So that's right now on the list, the current new list of things.
Yeah. Writers got to write.
Or they do got to write. Mm. You're right.
You should get her a nice like leather bound journal that she can write in. Something that
she
like,
probably means she's going to be a typer, to do it. Not a writer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But I've often I always keep these notebooks for things I'm doing, and do you have any paper? Here's a notebook. You have a bunch of paper now.
Mm. Don't lose it. Put your name on it.
They go fast.
They do.
Around a third of adults plan to make a resolution this year. That feels like a tradition that's on its way out.
Really?
I think so. I think everybody's working on themselves all the time now. And if you don't know, Instagram will tell you. You're a mess. You should work on yourself.
I feel like the resolution's not going anywhere. Whenever,
really?
You know, people set that for a date to quit something or to, you know, begin some new life journey. I think it's a nice turnover when the year changes. And I don't think that'll go away.
I feel
like people want to improve themselves.
I agree. But I also feel like most people who, especially in a place to advise others, would say, you know, that's a recipe for failure. Mm. You should not worry about it happening on the first and just try to make some lifestyle choices and changes whenever.
Well, that's a logical thinker right there, Finny. A lot of people need a kind of a hard end date. End of this year, beginning of the next year. And then it happens. The, you know, New Year's Eve passes and you're still... You know, you're like, well, I get it. It's now officially 2026, but I'm still at this party from New Year's. So I'm going to keep drinking and smoking cigarettes. And then you're like, then it's the next day and you go, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do it because I'm not going back to work until Monday. So then I'll start. So Monday will be my new day. And then it's a month later and you didn't do dry January and all the other things you promised to yourself. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll do dry February.
I think the fact that the new year happens in the winter also really hurts people's chances of being successful.
It makes it tough, right? There you are, stuck in the house.
Well, in the, I'm going to put everything into quitting on this day, and then you don't. It's soul crushing. Mm-hmm. I know this firsthand.
Well, you feel like a failure.
Well, I already didn't make it.
And I told everybody I was going to do it, and then I didn't.
A female DoorDash driver in Indiana is in big trouble.
Oh, what'd she do?
Courtney was caught on camera dropping off a bag of food, taking a photo for the app, and then spraying something on the food before leaving.
Well, don't people realize we're all on videotape at all times now?
The customer says they ordered $30 worth of Arby's.
Wow.
And had it delivered.
Okay.
Not long after starting the meal, the guy's wife started having trouble breathing, and then she got sick.
No.
They inspected the food and the bag, and they realized that it may have been tampered with. They looked back at their security footage, and that's when they saw the delivery person spraying their food. They believe she sprayed it with pepper spray.
Oh.
The customer complained to DoorDash and they refunded him. They also told him the driver has been kicked off their platform. The police are also involved.
Good.
They've
good.
Since arrested her.
Pepper spray, huh?
Yeah, she doused the delivery with pepper spray. She says, I am deathly afraid of spiders and was trying to pepper spray a spider.
That was in their food?
That was near their food.
Mm.
The overnight low was 35 degrees, and they say at that temperature, outdoor spiders in Indiana are not active and would not be crawling on any exposed surfaces.
Right.
She is making that up.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
She was arrested after it was a low tip.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't tip her.
Which is rude. Obviously, you don't deserve retaliation, but you should tip.
You should tip. If someone else is going out into the 35 degree weather to pick up your food and bring it right to your house, so you don't even have to move hardly off the couch at all, yeah, give them a tip.
People she faces tipping. Four felonies, two counts of battery resulting in moderate injury, and two counts of consumer product tampering.
Mm.
She told investigators she was visiting her father in Indiana at the time and is being held without bond in Kentucky prior to her extradition to Indiana, where she actually lives. So she was visiting. But that's weird that she'd just go out and start delivering food.
I guess if you're a registered driver for them, you can do it wherever you're at. You just turn on the app and go. That's crazy. And Arby's does not need the bad press. I mean, poor Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
We don't have that clip anymore, do we?
We don't.
No, that's too bad.
Isn't there anywhere else?
Residents should be able to trust that the food they order for their families is safe, says the sheriff's department, according to the DoorDash people as well. She's fired. She's no longer an employee. Is it wrong, Sarah?
It's wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah. At least I don't even have to think about it. Please don't mess with my food. But also tip.
I am absolutely shocked at how many people regularly, it's a regular part of their day that they have food delivered to their house. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked at how often that happens.
I was in a weird position the other day. At the end of the class on Friday, it was my last class, and one of the students
I saw your post.
Yeah, wanted to buy me a coffee. And I'm like, sure. So we went down the coffee, and she didn't tip. She didn't tip the barista. And I'm like, and I didn't have any like ones or anything to throw a tip in, but I was like really, I felt mortified.
Oh.
Kind of like, you're going to throw a dollar on there or something? Yeah.
Yeah. You got to tip people, especially at the holidays.
Well.
Did you, on SNL, they did this thing with, you know how it, like Spotify and all these apps have like end of the year stats. That
the
you
rapping.
Get, like, the rapping. They did one, like the parody was now Uber Eats is going to tell you what, and it would show you like, you know, your number one pick was nuggets or, you know, like your Wendy's biggest fan. And there's even personalized messages from the people who work at the way. Thank you so much. We're the number one Wendy's.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know how certain pizza places used to employ a delivery driver?
Yes.
Like you'd work for the pizza place.
Yep.
Is that gone now because DoorDash?
I believe that is gone.
Yeah. I don't think it's totally gone, but even the ones that you can order delivery on their website, sometimes I think
it tosses you over to DoorDash.
They use DoorDash.
Or
but my
one
Chinese
of the
food place that I went to, that I've been going to for years on like at night, they have their own delivery driver.
You see the
is that
guy.
Right?
Yeah, the food's so much cheaper when it doesn't get contracted out to DoorDash.
Mm. Yeah, actually, there's a sandwich place near my house that I can walk to, so I do. And there were three or four like Uber Eats, DoorDash people there. And the lady said to me, she goes, thank you for calling and picking up your own thing. She goes, I pay them 1/3 of the total price of what they're doing. Like DoorDash takes a chunk of their pay for it.
Hmm. What?
And charges you a delivery fee. Yeah.
And you've got to be in bed with them because
that's where the order's coming
it.
From. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, that I can't believe how many people order food to their house. Regularly.
You're single. You're not always wanting to cook, you know, a whole meal.
No, I understand. You're single, though. You can get up and get in your car and go to the store and get the thing you need.
It's convenient, though.
Leave my house?
And the convenience is, it's too tempting. And once you've done it a couple times,
I think that must be it.
It's got
to
be.
Once you're in a system where that seems to have gone so easily.
Mm.
And if you think in advance, you're like, you know what I'm going to want in 2 hours? A sandwich.
I'm going to go ahead and call that in now.
All right.
I save money by getting my groceries delivered because I don't do any spontaneous buying. If I go to the grocery store, I will buy things I don't need.
Yeah.
When I get it delivered, I get only the stuff I need.
Oh,
it's on the list.
I just thought of the word you were trying to think of earlier. Impulse buy.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's the word!
Yeah.
God, it was killing
when
me.
When he said spontaneous, I was like, oh, it's like an impulse. Oh, it's like what you wanted to say. I read that was from 6 o'clock this morning.
The impulse room buy. Let me down.
I was like, yeah, it's a spontaneous purchase. What? All right, we are going to play a game called...
All right.
Dead or alive. All right, number one. Alan Freed, dead or alive, disc jockey who coined the term rock and roll.
Dead.
Dead, says Maddie.
Alive.
I'm going to say dead.
He is dead. In fact, he was born in 1921, so he'd be well over 100. He died in 1965, though. Wasn't he also the guy who coined the term payola? Like, he was one of those guys?
I don't know if he coined it, but he was one of those guys that had a Cadillac with a glove box full of Coke delivered to his house.
Look, I got a built-in mirror right here.
And the record he's supposed to play.
Yeah.
Play this, and the rest of the car is yours.
Yeah, so that's 1 point for Maddie, 1 point for Vinny. Bob, I'm sorry, you're not on the board yet. How about this one? Dave Clark, drummer and leader of the Dave Clark Five.
Alive.
Dave Clark.
Oh, I have to go.
Drummer and leader of the Dave Clark
Five. I'm going to say he's dead.
Dead.
He is alive, 86 years old. I know. I would have said dead too.
Bob's back in the game.
Whew. How about Cindy Birdsong? She was a member of the Supremes after Florence Ballard was pushed out of the group in 1967. She joined up.
Did you find any younger people for this game?
Cindy Birdsong.
I don't even know who that is.
I just told you.
Now you know
how I feel. Just told you who it is. You're first, Vinny. Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes.
Dead or alive, Vinny?
She joined in 1967.
Dead.
I'll say alive.
Alive.
She is alive.
Happy birthday.
She's 86 years old. How about Michelle Dockery, Lady Mary Crawley on Downton Abbey?
Boy, people just laugh at the 70s now, don't they?
They do. Yeah, it's ancient history.
Everybody's making the... No, not the years of the decade. I mean, people in their 70s just seem to make it to their 80s all the time. Sheesh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Dick Van Dyke, 100 years old on Saturday. All right, Michelle Dockery, Lady Mary Crawley.
Alive.
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 She's alive. She's only 44.
Happy birthday.
And who is first on this one? Maddie.
I just went first.
Oh, Bob, you're first. Tim Conway, comedy legend, dead or alive?
Alive.
Dead.
Dead.
He is dead. And by a score of 4-3-3, Maddie's on the show.
What? Oh. Wait, what?
What?
Huh?
Maddie.
You got four of them.
Maddie.
Don't show me, Maddie.
Woo. Matt, baby.
All right. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Jane and Mason have your chance to win Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.